A dramatic day came to a close as Kenyan lawmakers voted to proceed with the impeachment of Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua even after he fell ill. The Senate approved 5 of the 11 charges against Gachagua, immediately removing him from office, the Speaker of the Senate, Amason Kingi, announced a little before midnight. Gachagua, who was supposed to testify on his own behalf, was admitted to the hospital with what his lawyers described as severe chest pains before he could do so. The proceedings were suspended but eventually resumed. In the end, the senators voted on 11 charges, including accusations of gross misconduct, irregular acquisition of wealth, undermining the president, among others. Gachagua has denied all the charges. Jarvis Bigambo, a Kenyan lawyer and governance consultant, watched the proceedings.
The deputy president and his lawyers were working so hard to remove the aspect of criminal liability of the DP and his interests. That one, actually, they have succeeded convincingly. But that is not what impeachment is all about. What they have failed in is delinking the deputy president from the political culpability or responsibility in the number of the offenses leveled against him.
Gachagua's lawyers walked out of the Senate chamber when their plea to adjourn the proceedings to next Tuesday was rejected. Another motion to postpone the proceedings to Saturday to meet a 10-day constitutional deadline was defeated as well. On the Senate floor, some lawmakers argued against impeaching Gachagua. They said some of the accusations were unfounded and not enough proof had been given to impeach the DP. Some said they wished Gachagua could have been present to answer the accusations in person. Bigambo says this is a historic moment for Kenya, the region, and constitutional democracy. The president could nominate a new deputy within 14 days and send a name to the National Assembly, which would then have 60 days to approve it. But Bigambo says things might move much faster.
And looking at the mastery of statecraft as it's playing out, it is possible that tomorrow morning the president will convey a DP nominee to the National Assembly. And because the National Assembly is having a special sitting tomorrow, it is possible that the National Assembly may consider the nominee tomorrow because next week they are going on recess. And that nominee may be sworn in by Saturday because nothing stops that.
Bigambo added that if Gachagua is hoping to challenge his impeachment in court, his earliest opportunity would be after a national holiday on Monday. By that time, Bigambo said, a new deputy president could already be in office. Meanwhile, the doctor who treated Gachagua told the media outside the hospital that his condition was stable, but he would be kept at the hospital for observation for about 48 to 72 hours. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.